This segment of the SMSF podcast now focuses on the different phases that are in your SMSF. Now that you have set up your SMSF and have created an investment strategy, before going into invest in certain assets, we need to discuss what are the different phases in your SMSF. Now, there's three main phases in a SMSF and in any super fund that you come across. The first phase, which is the most common and usual phase, is what we call the accumulation phase. This one's where you're under 55 years, you're employed or you're self-employed or running a business, and you're making contributions to your super fund. And in this case, any concessional contributions, as we discussed before, is taxed in your SMSF at 15%. Now, also in your accumulation phase, any income and minus expenses, so your earnings, is taxed at 15%, but any capital gains that arise from selling your assets, where in particular the SMSF has held it for more than 12 months and the discount rule applies, i.e. the 50% discount, the SMSF is taxed effectively at 10% of the capital gain. Now, the reason is because when you hold an asset for more than a financial year, or more than a year, and it overlaps a financial year, the SMSF takes into account market value changes. And as a result, deferred tax assets or liabilities arise out of that. So it takes into account what we call unrealized gains. You haven't sold the asset yet. That's why it's called unrealized gains or losses. Now, when you do sell the asset in your SMSF, whether it's shares or whether it's property or whether it's any other asset that's subject to capital gains, if you've held it for more than 12 months, discounting rules apply, and therefore effective in tax rate on the capital gain is 10%. On all other earnings and concessional contributions, the tax rate is a flat rate of 15%. So the accumulation phase is where you would want to have as much money in your super available as possible for when you reach retirement. There's no limit as to how much you can have in your accumulation account, but there are limits in what you can contribute each year, as we discussed in a previous episode in this podcast series. So the accumulation phase is for those of you who are under 55 years and are working full time, and your employers or you are making contributions, and you're also making additional contributions in the form of non-concessional contributions. Now, there's another little interesting phase before we get into the pension phase. And what that phase is called a transition to retirement. Now, this is where you are at preservation age. Now, on the ATO's website, there is a table where you can see whether your date of birth and your age ranges within the preservation age. So if you were born anywhere between 1st of July 1964, from memory, then you will have reached preservation age. If you were born any time after 1st of July 1964, then your preservation age is 60 years. Now, you can still have a transition to retirement account when you're 60 years and be in that phase. Now, that's when you're when you've reached 55, when you're reducing your work hours. You can commence an account that's called a transition to retirement. Now, why is this? How is this different than an accumulation account? Well, a transition to retirement account allows you to take a pension one of two ways. One way is you can take a lump sum. And that lump sum is usually tax-free up to a low rate cap amount, which is in the financial year ended 30 June 2020. It's $210,000. Now, if you have more than that in your super fund balance and you take out $210,000 as a lump sum after creating a transition to retirement account, guess what? That is tax-free because it's a lump sum. However, if you choose to use an income stream, or for example, you want income coming into your personal account regularly from a transition to retirement, you will be taxed on the taxed element of your of the balance of your super fund. So the tax, remember the sum of the different components, there's a tax-free component of your super balance, and that's always tax-free. And then there's a taxed element. There's a taxable element. The taxable element consists of two categories. One is a taxed and one is untaxed. Now, the untaxed usually relates to some defined benefits and anything relating to government accounts. You don't see much of this untaxed element anymore. The more common one is the taxed element in your taxable component. Now, the taxed element includes any concessional super contributions that you've put in or that your employer has put in, along with any earnings in your fund that's been taxed. The tax-free component of your super balance usually relates to non-concessional contributions. So that's after-tax contributions that you've put into your SMSF. They are tax-free and they always will be tax-free, unless there's some drastic changes that the ATO or the SIS regulations make down the track. So when you take out an income stream in a transition to retirement phase, you need to work out what your tax-free component is, and then you will be taxed at your taxable component. Usually the tax is your individual marginal rate. And usually there's an allowance for a 15% offset. But please check with your professional accountant and tax agent on that matter. So a transition to a retirement account, it's taxed in the same way as an accumulation account. Your transition to retirement is basically another form of accumulation in which you can receive pensions from your fund when you're close to going towards retirement. That's why it's called a transition to retirement. Now, the third phase is what we call the retirement phase, or the more common word is pension phase. Any earnings and capital gains in that pension phase are essentially tax-free. So basically, the tax that you'll only be paying in your SMSF if it's in full pension mode is the supervisory levy to the tax office, which is $259 currently. Now, bear in mind, you can have a pension account, and at the same time, you can still have an accumulation account, because you would still be working in a reduced capacity. Your employer will still be making your super guarantee contributions to your super. So any of these contributions is still taxed in your super. However, to work out the final tax liability in your super, you need to get the balance of your accumulation account in proportion to the overall balance in your fund. So let's say, for example, the balance in your accumulation account is $100,000 and the balance of your pension account is $300,000. So that's a total of $400,000 in your SMSF. The tax on earnings and contributions is going to be effectively one quarter. So you take into account your balance in your accumulation, $100,000, and then divided by $400,000 as part of as your total super balance. That gives you one quarter, or 25%. So what you do is you work out the tax liability as you usually would from your contributions and from your earnings times 15%. That's your general figure. but then you multiply that amount by 25%. And that becomes your actual tax liability, plus obviously the supervisory levy of $259. Now, the rest of this income that's not taxed is what we call exempt pension income. And we put that in the tax return. Now, in the past, you had to get actuary certificates and you had to pay for them and go through all that process. Nowadays, you don't have to have a formal actuary certificate. You can do a segregation as well, a segregation of your assets. It depends on how many members there are and depends on whether your super fund does allow for segregation of assets. But usually with some powerful software tools like BGL Simple Fund, you can manually create an actuarial certificate, which automatically works out the exempt pension portion and works out just your accumulation portion of the total fund balance. So there are some very powerful SMSF accounting and tax software out there. Obviously, your accountant and your tax agents will make the most use of that and will make the most use of minimizing your tax as legally as possible. So there's your different phases of your SMSF, basically in brief, along with how these different phases are taxed. Now, on a final note, in a pension phase, when you're in the retirement phase, there is a transfer balance cap of $1.6 million that the ATO has introduced. I think it was in July 2017 or 2018, one of those years, they introduced a $1.6 million transfer balance cap. Now, that applies only when you commence a pension. So it doesn't apply to accumulation accounts or transition to retirement accounts. It only applies to pension accounts. The other thing, bear in mind also, when you're in when you have a pension account, any pension amounts paid to you when you have reached over 60 years is all tax-free, regardless of whether the tax-free component or the taxable component. Any pensions paid to you when you're over 60 is tax-free. But bear in mind, when you are over 65 and you still do have pension income, you can potentially claim a senior Australian and pensioner tax offset in your individual tax return. That's only when you're over 65. But regardless, when you're over 60, any pensions that you take from your pension account is tax-free. Now, stay tuned for the next session, which will discuss the different types of investments that you can make in your SMSF and how tax is applied on these investments. Stay tuned.